Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does anything cause you as a business owner more headaches or just sheer panic than computer support? Smart companies outsource those headaches, but the nightmare can still be the same. Difficult to reach, things don't get fixed right the first time, and they nickel and dime you for everything they do. What if there was a superior way to keep your computer systems running without a hitch? There is. It's called TechWorks. They provide 100% reliable service, constant follow-through, and they are incentivized to keep your system at 100% operation 100% of the time. TechWorks recognizes that every minute your system is down, your productivity, your people, and your profits are underperforming. They also understand how frustrating it is to deal with typical IT providers and to face the constant unresponsiveness. That's why TechWorks guarantees response times of 60 minutes or less on your computer or network-related issues, and that separates them from the rest of the pack. TechWorks has also pioneered unmatched network management, network security, cyber protection, and a cloud solution that is second to none. Mention Kevin McCullough when you contact TechWorks and take advantage of a terrific free offer that includes free consultations, 2 hours of support to prove they're better than your current provider, free network vulnerability assessment, and a free month of managed IT service when you sign up. Also, TechWorks will donate $100 to a charity of your choice. Go to TechWorks.com right now and see the difference. That's Tech, W-E-R-X-E.com. That's TechWorks.com, TechWERXE.com, or call them at 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641. So glad you're with us. It is Kevin McCullough Radio, and it is another breaking news afternoon. What will happen to the health care bill? We will talk with a congressman who's voting against it and Town Hall's senior political editor. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Will there be enough people to pass the American Health Care Act to overturn, to repeal, and to replace Obamacare? Do you want them to? The phone line's open, 888-340-3373. Congressman Dan Donovan of Staten Island joins us. Also, Guy Benson, the political editor at townhall.com, weighs in on what's next.
Bench thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
In this, we are not there at this particular point.
It's only politics, because we have a great bill. And I think we have a very good chance, but it's only politics.
Do you hear how frustrated he is? I mean, it's really, really clear that the political machinery that is Washington, D.C. is starting to get on the last nerve of Donald Trump. Welcome aboard, Kevin McCullough. If I was a congressman, I'd be voting in favor of the health care plan that could prevent 3 ankle biters from giving their dad a fever and a cough and an upper respiratory chest congestion. That's what I'd vote for. Can we vote for a health bill that eliminates that, please? But I have dragged myself out of bed. I am at this microphone, and it's because I care about you.
and making sure that you have the information that you need on your way home today. And boy, what a day it was news-wise. If you were tracking, even through the speaker, the White House press secretary's presser today, even going into the last few minutes, he was like, you know what, we think that we're gonna get this done. Cut one.
Obviously, this is something that he understands. There's a little bit of a balancing act that goes on as you try to get 216 in this case. But I think we've continued to make progress every day. We walked out with more members in support of the American Health Care Act today than we started the day with. And I continue to see that number climb hour by hour. And I anticipate that we will get there.
Now, that was before the announcement was made this afternoon that they have postponed tonight's scheduled vote. And part of that is the Freedom Caucus. Part of that reason is that they are not getting everything that they want. Cut five.
I happen to be the chairman of the Freedom Caucus, but I am not their conscience, nor do I represent their district. We've got, you know, 40 plus or minus members that make up their own minds. We've come from six requests down to two, which you might even modify that it's one and a half, because it has to do all with the Obamacare mandates, the Obamacare rules.
And so they've gone from six outstanding issues to two. And I think they just ran out of time, friend, to be frank, because I genuinely believe that they're going to get this done, but they just couldn't get it done by tonight. So we think it's going to be scheduled for tomorrow. Now, coming up, why is conservative congressman from Staten Island, Dan Donovan, committed to voting against the bill in its current form? He's going to be here. We will ask him live from Washington, D.C. And what happens to the process next? How significant was it that they were going to try to get this bill approved on the day that Obamacare was signed into law 7 years ago? Are they losing precious time? Guy Benson will tell us what the political procedure from this point is forward. Plus, Ashley Papa will be with us. It's Relationship Night. And I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kent Brantley, as Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, "You too have Ebola."
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Does anything cause you as a business owner more headaches or just sheer panic than computer support? Smart companies outsource those headaches, but the nightmare can still be the same. Difficult to reach, things don't get fixed right the first time, and they nickel and dime you for everything they do. What if there was a superior way to keep your computer systems running without a hitch? There is. It's called TechWorks. They provide 100% reliable service, constant follow-through, and they are incentivized to keep your system at 100% operation 100% of the time. TechWorks recognizes that every minute your system is down, your productivity, your people, and your profits are underperforming. They also understand how frustrating it is to deal with typical IT providers and to face the constant unresponsiveness. That's why TechWorks guarantees response times of 60 minutes or less on your computer or network-related issues, and that separates them from the rest of the pack. TechWorks has also pioneered unmatched network management, network security, cyber protection, and a cloud solution that is second to none. Mention Kevin McCullough when you contact TechWorks and take advantage of a terrific free offer that includes free consultations, 2 hours of support to prove they're better than your current provider, free network vulnerability assessment, and a free month of managed IT service when you sign up. Also, TechWorks will donate $100 to a charity of your choice. Go to TechWorks.com right now and see the difference. That's tech,
TechWerxe.com. That's TechWerxe.com. TechWerxe.com. Or call them at 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year-to-date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Glad you're with us. The Freedom Caucus founder, or not founder, but the spokesperson, Mark Meadows, said this a little bit earlier today, R1.
We need to read the bill and understand the bill fully before we take a vote on it. And so do I think it gives the president a loss? Absolutely not.
Yeah. That sure gives Nancy Pelosi's comparison a few years ago of we have to pass it, then read it. Some strange contrast, does it not? I'm so thankful for the leadership of the Republican Party that are really on all sides of this healthcare debate, because I appreciate the desire of the Freedom Caucus to stand up for free principles. And I appreciate the president and the speaker trying to make sure that the Republican Party fulfills its pledge that it ran on largely for the last four elections, won three of those in overwhelming numbers. And someone that is working on this is Congressman Dan Donovan. He is the congressman from Staten Island, and he's one of those that has been public saying that he cannot vote for the bill as it stands right now. But he now rejoins us at the Kevin McCullough microphone. And Congressman, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for being here.
Kevin, thanks for having me again.
Do you reflect my appreciation for all of the characters in this drama that is playing out today? The president and the speaker aren't the Freedom Caucus's enemies. The Freedom Caucus isn't the enemy of the moderates. The people that are not yet unified on this bill, they're all striving to do the right thing, which is to repeal and replace Obamacare. We're just not quite unified yet on how to do it.
You're absolutely right. There are no enemies down here. I was at the White House on Tuesday, Kevin. The president did more listening than he did talking. I was with 12 or 15 other members. We went around the Oval Office and each got our chance to tell the president what our concerns were about the bill in its present form, or back then on Tuesday, where right now it's not in the same form as it was back then.
Sure.
But, you know, and he listened, and he asked Vice President Pence, and he asked Whip Scalise, when someone would address a certain concern of theirs, is there a way we could help this person? Is there a way we could help the people that this is going to affect? He was very open. And as far as Paul Ryan's leadership, I've heard stories that, oh, this is just a poor example of leadership. Paul Ryan is a great leader. Paul Ryan opened up this process to people like myself who only have 22 months experience, and I get the same voice as somebody who had 35 years experience. And, you know, the president and Paul Ryan could have let Obamacare just collapse on itself, because it's going to collapse. I mean, it's just not, it can't sustain itself. So they could have sat back and watched the collapse and just pointed a finger. These two leaders decided to take the bull by the horns and try to do something about it. But what they tried to do, and we all represent the first areas, they look through a different set of lenses than all sure. of us do. They're looking at 330 million people and how does this affect them. Each of us look through it the lenses of how does it affect the 740,000 people that we represent. And if and the president recognized when I got to express to him what my concerns were, he recognized, because he is a New Yorker, how unique New York is and how bills may affect New York differently than they affect other parts of our country. The president recognized this. So I had to look at this through the prism of how's this going to affect the people I represent. And my analysis of this, we don't give the relief to the people who were harmed by the Affordable Care Act. People who are paying astronomical premiums, have high deductibles, are paying large co-pays. The Congressional Budget Office, when they came out and told us how this bill was going to affect Americans and how much it was going to cost, it said that people who are paying $20,000 in premiums in a year, in 2026 will have a 10% reduction. That's not relief when you're telling somebody in 10 years from now you're going to be paying $18,000 in premiums. That's not helping those people. And at the same time, there's an amendment in the bill that's going to relieve the upstate voters, the counties upstate, from their portion of the Medicaid payment. Well, the state's got to make up $2.3 billion somehow, and they only have two options. They could raise state sales tax, or they could raise state income tax. Either of those two choices are going to cost my constituents, who are already overburdened with taxes, going to cost them more in taxes without receiving any benefit for it. So there's so many things that this bill does not do for the constituents I represent, doesn't help the people who are harmed by the Affordable Care Act, and certainly is putting more of a burden on them than they already have.
So let's talk real nuts and bolts here, Congressman, because you're a very plain-spoken leader, and I appreciate that about you.
Thank you,
Governor. What do you need to see? Because I'm assuming that outside of those couple of issues that you mentioned, that there's a lot of otherwise agreement with the program. So what do you need to see to feel good enough to give your vote to the bill?
I don't think there's enough things they could do now. I have a laundry list of things that hurt my constituents. There are some good things that are in the bill, certainly not allowing insurance companies to discriminate against women and charge them higher premiums than men.
In a best-case scenario then, Congressman, what do you see needing to be done, a complete start over?
Well, you're keeping those things in there that help people, as I started to say, about the non-discrimination against women, charging them higher premiums than men, allowing people with pre-existing conditions to stay, not be dropped from their health care plans. And we could do some of these things individually. Yesterday, we passed a great bill that would allow small businesses to join an insurance pool. So if you had 10 employees and I had 12 and somebody else had 18, we could pool our insurance policies so it makes it cheaper and get better benefits for our employees. We passed that yesterday as a standalone bill. That's a great bill. It's going to help small businesses. It'll help people who are employed by small businesses. We could do a lot of these things. But the bill in its present form, voting yay or nay, is going to require me to vote no, because there's more things that harm the people I represent than helps them.
So let me go back to my question then. How does Obamacare get repealed and replaced in Dan Donovan's world?
It gets repealed and replaced by coming up with a better bill that helps the people that need
help. So back
help.
To the starting block is what you're saying.
Yeah, well, there are things, like I said, the pre-existing condition should stay in. We have a starting point. We have some good things, allowing people who are 26 years old to stay on their parents' health care because they're starting their careers later in life than I did is a good thing. So there are some good things. You start with those things. You start with how we help small businesses yesterday. You start with not imposing more taxes on people. I don't believe we're a free country. Obamacare imposed a mandate on individuals and employers. Individuals had to buy insurance or they had to pay a penalty for not having it. So many Americans, 5 million of them, chose a penalty because it was cheaper than buying the insurance. But we are a free country. We allow people to make choices for themselves. Some of those choices are poor choices. Maybe going without health care insurance is a poor choice. But as a free country, we don't mandate that people do that. One of the expenses of being a free country is we're going to pay for those people's health care in an emergency room anyhow. But we have freedoms in our country, and we're better off allowing those freedoms than being dictated or mandated to do something.
But are you saying that the current bill retains a mandate in it for people to be penalized? Okay, so that's not then that's not an issue.
The employer mandate. So that's why I'm saying to you, Kevin, there are good things. There are starting points already. that we have. So we don't have to start from step one. We have some good things in there. We just got to correct the things that aren't good for Americans that are
in there. Well, Congressman, I appreciate your willingness to get into the weeds on it with us, because I think this is something that a lot of people sent a lot of Republicans, not just to D.C., by the way. Over the last 8 years, there have been 1,000 seats that formerly belonged to Democrats in state legislatures, state senates, congressional seats, and U.S. Senate seats that now belong to Republicans. And a large portion of those were told that they were going to go and do something about repealing and replacing Obamacare. To me, it comes down to four or five major issues for me, and I know that some of my conservative friends disagree with me on this. I have to see the mandates gone. I want to see funding for Planned Parenthood completely ripped out of it. And I want to see the employer and the regulations on the small businesses eased, so that what we are then able to do is have more of our own money. I do love the idea of increasing the number of health savings accounts, because you're talking about private sector choices for the consumer and the individual, as opposed to the government making them. And I think if I get five of those points into the legislation, I can live with it.
Yeah, sure.
What I want to know is you know, how close and how soon can we make legislation that does fulfill the promise that the Republicans ran on?
I don't know why we can't start today.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, Kevin, that we have a problem with that just affects New York is the tax credits that people are going to be able to use to buy their own health insurance when they don't get employer insurance or they don't qualify for some of the state-subsidized insurance, probably like Medicaid. So these tax credits are supposed to help people to buy their own insurance, except they're useless in New York. Because under the current law, you can't use tax credits for policies that provide abortion procedures. Now, I'm pro-life, but every policy in New York, there's a regulation in New York insurance that every policy, every insurance company has to provide people with the option of having an abortion procedure. So with the mandate that you can't use these tax credits for any policy that has abortion procedures in them, renders these things unusable for New Yorkers. And that's why I say I have to look at this through the eyes of how
right.
it affects
no,
my
do.
People.
Yep, you do. And it's absolutely true. And that's why you're there. And so, Congressman, we're just going to keep hoping and praying and pushing that we get this done. I would. How do you respond to people that say if Mr. Trump doesn't get health care done, that much of the rest of his agenda could be in trouble?
I think they should credit President Trump for trying to do this very early on. He's only been in office for 10 weeks now, trying to get this thing done right up front, and it's may just going to take a little bit longer. You know, today is the anniversary, the 7th anniversary of the signing of the Affordable Care Act. You know, and maybe there's some significance or some symbolism in repealing it today on its anniversary day. And my point is, let's get it done, but let's get it done right, and we'll make our own anniversary day.
No, that's not a bad trade-off.
Thank you, Kevin.
Congressman, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking time with us.
Good to be with you again, my friend.
You too. All right, we've got more coming up. In fact, Alex, let's go ahead and roll the bumper and get headed to break, because we've got a lot of ground yet to cover. And Guy P. Benson will be with us in the next little bit. He's the political editor at townhall.com. What is the procedure if they don't vote tonight, and what's the likely outcome if Freedom Caucus members and folks like Congressman Donovan are not able to be convinced? What are the real stakes for the president and the president's agenda going forward? It's also relationship night, which means Ashley Papa will be with us coming up a little bit later this hour. And I'm Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kent Brantley, as Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, "You too have Ebola."
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Business owners, is there anything more frustrating than keeping your IT network online? You know, you outsource that to try to be smart, but they nickel and dime you. They don't show up on time. You never know if it's really fixed the right way, and they don't do what they say that they're going to do. It's time to put that behind you, friends, because TechWorks is here to revolutionize your services when it comes to IT. They have the most superior cloud service and cybersecurity systems you'll ever find. And I got to tell you, I know these people. They're going to guarantee 60 minutes or less response time for every issue you need, and they have an incentive in their program to keep your network operational all the time. Get a free consultation when you mention my name and find out just how much they could be saving you money, time, and productivity. Call them today, TechWorks, 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Or online at TechWorks.com. That's Tech, W-E-R-X-E.com, TechWorks.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands, tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
I don't think there can be a vote tonight because they don't have the votes. If there's a vote tonight, it will fail.
Do you expect there to be a vote tonight?
That's what I understand the House is scheduled, yes.
said Sean Spicer before they wiped the slate clean. And it's going to be interesting because now the stakes are getting raised a little bit, and it's good to welcome back Town Hall political editor, townhall.com's political editor, also a Fox News contributor, and co-author of a must-read book with Mary Catherine Hamm, another one of my favorites from the internet side of things and of the discussion. And Guy Benson, welcome back. Good to have you. We were just talking a few days ago. You and I agreed they've got to get this bill passed. It looks like it's hit at least the brakes for tonight. Your take on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's getting ugly on Capitol Hill. It seemed like last night there might have been a breakthrough with some of these essential health benefit changes that the Freedom Caucus was going to enjoy, and that was going to kind of make things more palatable to them. But apparently the meeting came and went at the White House today. A final deal was not reached. You also have some moderates who are getting concerned about more and more concessions being made to the, you know, the right flank of the party. Now there's a CBO score that just came out from the Congressional Budget Office that shows that the middle version, so there's now a new version, so this new score doesn't actually mean much, but the middle version of the bill reduced the deficit less than the original version and didn't cover any more people. So it just seems kind of like a cascade of problems for House leadership right now, who frankly might prefer to just have a couple of beers at Park West Tavern tonight rather than dealing with what they have to confront, because honestly, I'm not exactly sure where you go from here. Even if you somehow work out some deal to get this thing passed in the Senate, or rather in the House, it heads over to the Senate, and it would change dramatically in the Senate to the point that, given the nightmare that they've had trying to get the House on board, I don't know how you get them back on board if the Senate changes things in such a way that perturbs any of these voting blocks, particularly the House Freedom Caucus. So I think that there's a real chance that this doesn't happen. It's certainly at least delayed, but there's, I would say, at least a non-insignificant chance at this point that Congress's first big legislative push of the Trump presidency will deal him a very damaging loss.
Now, there was rumor today, but Guy, that Ted Cruz on the Senate side, Mark Meadows from the Freedom Caucus, were huddling with people from the Ryan staff and the president's staff. They were trying to work it out so that if Senate changes came into effect, they weren't going to be overwhelming the Byrd rule in effect, and that they really thought they were very, very close. I heard Mark Meadows, I've got a soundbite of him saying earlier, they went in to see the president with six issues. They're down to 1.5. Why can't they get this across the finish line? What is the sticking point?
Well, I think it depends from member to member, and I think there's also, when you get a sense in Washington, if you're a member, when you get a sense that something doesn't have the votes and a bill doesn't have the votes, you are less likely to jump on board something that you're not confident is going to win, you know? So I think right now there's quite a lot of concern among moderates in the party who are saying, hey, don't forget about us. We're in really tough districts. You guys in the Freedom Caucus, you all represent districts where, you know, the Republican wins by 20, 30 points every election because it's a very conservative electorate. We have to run in districts where Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump. We have to run in districts where it's a lot tougher and a lot more of a moderate group of voters. And if you keep pushing the legislation in one direction constantly, that's going to make it harder for us to bite the bullet and vote for this thing, given the people that we're going to have to come before and have make our case for re-election next year. So there are cross pressures here. The goal is to find a sweet spot between the various ideological camps in the party, but also in such a way that can pass procedural muster with the reconciliation side of things, which kind of has opened back up in the last 24 hours because Senator Mike Lee of Utah apparently got some notes from the Senate parliamentarian saying, well, actually, maybe you can sneak more repeal into this thing and still have it work under the rules. That is also an open question, but even given that opening and that potential to bring the Freedom Caucus on with some additional incentives, it seems like there's still dozens of them leaning to vote no, even as they have a full court press from President Trump and Speaker Ryan saying, guys, we're gonna repeal Obamacare here or we're not.
Yeah, and you can't really fault the president, the vice president, or the speaker for not you know, using every ounce of effort that they've given. I've never seen the leadership, you know, at this level be this engaged for the cause. Let me ask you this, Guy. There's a lot of people speculating that if health care goes down, tax reform's dead on arrival, the wall's dead on arrival, that it just opens up the floodgates for Democrats and for people that don't have confidence in the president to really just go crazy on him. Your thoughts on that as we
I think there'd be blood in the water, right? If health care, repeal and replace Obamacare seems like the only thing Republicans agreed on, at least in principle, for the last 8 years. And so if they face plant on that, having had 7 years to come up with a plan and fail to do so that they could get behind, Then there are a number of complications politically because, you know, the next piece of this big agenda was tax reform. And what Paul Ryan has said over and over again is you wanted the new post-Obamacare repeal baseline, which would make tax reform a lot easier. If they don't get that, the next step becomes a lot harder politically, yeah. And the whole thing could spiral.
Guy, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Read him at townhall.com and watch him on Fox News. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us.
The letter showed up in my mailbox with no tracks in the snow, and it might have been signed by God.
You're not thinking about going there, are you?
On March 3rd.
Mackenzie Phillips.
Do I know you?
From the producer of Life of Pi and The Blind Side.
Why did you bring me here?
The pain inside is devouring you.
We'd like to heal it if you'd let us.
That's why you're here, Mackenzie. This is your flying lesson.
The Shack, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Soundtrack featuring the new single, When I Pray For You, from Dan and Shay, in theaters March 3rd.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Business owners, is there anything more frustrating than keeping your IT network online? You know, you outsource that to try to be smart, but they nickel and dime you. They don't show up on time. You never know if it's really fixed the right way, and they don't do what they say that they're going to do. It's time to put that behind you, friends, because TechWorks is here to revolutionize your services when it comes to IT. They have the most superior cloud service and cybersecurity systems you'll ever find. And I got to tell you, I know these people. They're going to guarantee 60 minutes or less response time for every issue you need, and they have an incentive in their program to keep your network operational all the time. Get a free consultation when you mention my name and find out just how much they could be saving you money, time, and productivity. Call them today, TechWorks, 973-567-3305. That's 973-567-3305. Or online at techworks.com. That's tech, W-E-R-X-E.com, techworks.com.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kent Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, "You too have Ebola."
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Look around how lonely we are to be.
across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the breaking news, they are not going to vote on the health care bill tonight, and they may not vote on it in the days to come. There's some hope that they can get a vote scheduled tomorrow morning. Keep it tuned to AM 970, The Answer, for the latest all day long tomorrow, because we will be on it as it goes down. But on Thursdays, we do like to kind of like screech the brakes to a halt, set the headlines aside just for a second, the front page headlines anyway, and take a look at one's love life. And I was looking at Ashley Papa's most recent writings. One has to do with, hi, Ashley. Good to have you back.
Hi. Good to be back.
One has six myths about dating, over the age of 50.
Mm-hmm.
And the other article that you wrote is five unexpected benefits of dating a younger partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to know if you were going to profile Joe Piscopo, you know, in your writing, you could have at least given us some heads up on something like that.
I'm sorry.
Is that... Alex, did I cross the line there? If Joe calls, please tell him I'm busy. I'm doing the show or something. Now, he jokes a lot about on his show, you know, how he's got a very healthy dating aspiration. And, yes, he does like to date younger people. So let me ask you, Ashley Papa, young queen of relationship advice.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that we generally look at that stage of life and have such, I don't know, so many myths about what it is to date past 50?
Well, I think because it's almost like you're considered over the hill according to society. So it's like everything's downhill, like your looks, your love life, everything. So just trying to bust those myths for your listeners.
Yeah, well, you did bust several of them, and I'm interested in hearing some of these. People past midlife are not interested in sex.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. I mean, isn't everybody?
Have they ever met a man over age 50? I mean, come on.
Yeah. No.
Charlie Chaplin fathered kids when he was 80, I believe. Larry King in his 70s.
Doesn't Mick Jagger just have a baby?
You're probably right. I don't know. but yes. So the truth is that's just not true.
Right. Yes. There are a few that, you know, people over 50, they're said to have too much baggage because... You know, probably most of them have kids, so they might consider that baggage, but to others it's considered, you know, a package deal or, you know, the fact that they were divorced. But the thing is, like, that's part of your life experience, so kind of expected at that age. And
well,
a lot of people do like that.
And it might have taught you some things in life you wouldn't have learned otherwise.
Right, exactly. Made you who you are today.
Yeah, made you, you know, reevaluate. Just all the priority. Okay, I'll stop talking about myself. People over 50, midlife singles are closed-minded.
Right. Now, yeah, that's the myth because, you know, they're kind of set in their ways. But the reality is they're not, and they're actually open to dating. You know, as my other article references, younger people. So they kind of expand their dating pool.
Any mention on whether or not one should call himself daddy when dating younger people?
I don't think anyone should ever do that.
I'm stopping right. I'm not going an inch further. People age 50 or older aren't looking to commit. I would think that the males in the situation are going to be kind of like the ones in their 20s. If they don't have to, they won't.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it depends on the person, honestly, because sometimes like. If they've already been committed, maybe they don't want to go through that again.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just never were into commitment, so they're not going to change at the last minute. But, you know, then there are those who really are interested in a long-term relationship again.
And that plays into the final myth that you say singles that age don't have standards.
Right. No, I mean, everyone is always going to be picky. Or just your priorities might change, and your list of deal breakers probably change as you get older. So everyone's still going to have standards. You know, you're not going to lower the bar to the level where you're just dating someone you never would have dated before.
We are talking with Ashley Papa. She is the no longer the relationship writer for Fox News Magazine. She has been promoted. She is the relationship writer for FoxNews.com, the big mother bird over at Fox News. And it's easier to find her stuff. You can also see her blog at AshleyPapa.com, AshleyPapa.com. For all of her writings, because she's also written for other outlets as well. Ashley, in your piece that goes this week, five benefits of dating a younger partner, you may be more likely to find love. Now, see, I can relate to this because I snagged one who was nearly a decade younger than me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because you're expanding your dating pool. If you're, you know, if you're 40 and you only consider those like within your five-year window, if you consider dating somebody who's maybe 10 or 15 years younger, then there's a whole new world for you.
Well, and it really, I gotta, you touch on this in one of the other points, but mm-hmm. the younger partner keeps you younger.
Yes, you know, because they have more energy, so that maybe they want to do more activities and go hiking and stuff on the weekends, that stuff you normally wouldn't do. So in the end, it kind of makes you a healthier person, gives you a little boost of energy. Their energy kind of radiates off of them and onto you.
Yeah. Well, those are worth reading. Check out both of the articles on FoxNews.com. And one of them, extremely popular last week, the dating younger people. Now, mm-hmm. Ashley's also the voice of Fox on Love Radio. And this week, you've got an interesting topic coming up. It'll be heard on this station and many stations like it across the country. What are you talking about on Fox on Love?
I'm talking about being with a narcissist. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize we're with
one. I'm telling you, you didn't have to profile Joe Pitt. Wait, I'm not saying anything else. Now, see, talk show hosts are classically narcissistic.
I think a lot of people can relate to this in general.
Yeah.
I can.
But,
I'm sure you can.
But he's over 50. He dates exclusively, like, you know, just barely legal teenagers. And he's a talk show host. It was weird. It was like, and he's running for governor, maybe. Or not. I don't know. Anyway, I'm kidding. I'm not going to drag him into it anymore. So what about dating narcissists? Are they always bad?
Well, they kind of only care about themselves. So, yeah, that's pretty bad. And a lot of people, you know, once they fall for one and then realize that they really are one, they think that they can change them, but you really can't change a narcissist.
That's the great bait and switch right there. I think the narcissist will even play along with it. They'll be like, oh, yeah,
right.
Maybe you can help me pick out my curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Right. There's no changing ones. So don't bother.
As soon as they have them on the line, I hate these curtains. Get them out of here. Why did we ever get these curtains?
Mm-hmm. Now let's get back to myself.
Very,
that's how they
very
think.
Interesting. Okay, so mm-hmm. Fox on Love, the perils of dating a narcissist this week, dating younger people, and dating is spry and fit for those over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley Papa, full of relationship wisdom for this week. Thank you for taking the time to do all the research.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. Kevin McCullough, it is Kevin McCullough Radio. And final thoughts tonight, coming right back. I feel like we're at a very, very dangerous point, and I need to make that point when we continue. Stay here.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Fusion, amplifying truth and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, I'm going to end where I began tonight. The challenge for the Republican elected congressional leadership for the next couple of days is this. And with all due respect to my very fine guest, Congressman Donovan, to people that I respect greatly in the House that have stood for really strong principles for life and for the social agenda that I believe in, but also those that have also wanted to make sure that our society was freer and more fair in its marketplace ideals. Guys, you're really going to do something quite bad if you abandoned the new president at the very hour that he needs you. This is directly for you, Mark Meadows, and your House Freedom Caucus. This is directly for those of you that are still undecided and haven't quite figured out exactly what the country did for you in the last number of years. For the last 7 years, 4 elections were held on the national level. 3 of those elections were won by Republicans on a mandate to do something about Obamacare. I don't care really all the window dressing that you have in it, but it needs to do certain things. It needs to repeal the mandates on small business owners. It needs to make sure that you're not punishing them for trying to do what they can do by way of providing health care where they can and making sure that they're not penalized when they can't. For the individual consumer and user of health insurance, it was never constitutional to put a mandate in the law that said they had to buy this. That was always anti-constitutional. So you've got to start with getting rid of the mandates on the small business owner and on the individual consumer himself. But friends, there's a few other things that need to be done. Price competition needs to be included. And whether you do that through budget reconciliation, where you take funding away from some things and you allow disincentives to be put on certain portions of ideas where you don't help back state Medicaid plans, for example, if they don't allow cross-border opportunity. There's ways that you can do this that you don't have to go back through traditional legislative procedure, but use the budgetary options that are at your disposal. And Senator Ted Cruz is willing to help those that are looking for those ways to include that in the language. I would very much appreciate it if you'd rip Planned Parenthood right out of this, that we have no business funding it on the federal level. Get rid of it completely. And friends, above all else, make sure that there are competitive ways for people to buy what they want and what they need when they need it and when they want it. Now, there's going to be some free market consequence to that. And if somebody waits until they are sick to try to buy comprehensive insurance, then it's probably going to need to cost more. But at the end of the day, you weren't elected to sit there and go obstruct this process. You were elected to go to Washington and change this process. So to every single Republican legislator tonight that is contemplating willing to lose the next several elections because we did nothing on this, please reconsider and please re-strategize. Repeal and replace. That's what you were sent there to do. So get it done. See you next time.